मार्षया सप्तपूर्वे
चत्वारो मनवस्तथा
मद्भावा मानसा जाता देशं लोक इमां प्रजा महर्षय सप्तपूर्वे चत्वारो मनवस्तथा मद्भावा मानसा जाता देशं लोक इमां प्रजा
महर्षय सप्तपूर्वे चत्वारो मनवस्तथा मद्भावा मानसा जाता देशं लोक
महर्षाय सप्तपूर्वे चत्वारो मनवस्तदा मद्भावा मानसा जाता देशं लोक इमाः प्रजा
महाशय सप्तपूर्वे चत्वारो मनवस्तथा मद्भावा मानसा
जाता
येषं लोको इमं
प्रजा
महर्षयः सप्तपूर्वे चत्वारो मानवस्तथा मद्भावा मानसा जाता येषां लोको इमः प्रजाः
महर्षयः सप्तपूर्वे
चत्वारो मानस्तवता मद्भावा मानसा जाता येषां लोका इमां प्रजाः
महर्षय सप्तपूर्वे चत्वारो मनवस्तदा मद्भावा मानसा जाता येषां लोको इमाः प्रजाः
महर्षय
सप्तपूर्वे
चत्वारो मनवस्तथा
मद्भावा मानसा जाता येषां लोक इमा प्रजाः महर्षय सप्तपूर्वे चत्वारो मनवस्तथा मद्भावा मानसा जाता येषां लोक इमा प्रजाः महर्षय सप्तपूर्वे चत्वारो मनवस्तथा
मद्भावा
मानसा जाता येषां लोक इमाः प्रजाः
धन्यवाद महर्षय महर्षिगण चत्वारः चारि फोर् मनवः मनुगण
मानस
तथा मध्य
आल्सो
मद्भावा
मोठर जात बॉर्न ऑफ मी
मानसः
मनरु फ्रॉम द माइंड
जात
बॉर्न
जेमानुठारु
ऑफ देम
लोके
लोके
समस्त जगतरे
इन द वर्ल्ड
इमा
इमा
ये सबु
ऑल दिस
प्रजा
लोक
समाज
पॉपुलेशन
वनवर सप्तमहर्षि ओ सेमानक पूर्वरु आ चारि जन महर्षि एवं मनुगण जे मानक मानव सृष्टि होय छि ए समस्ते मो मनुर जात होय छथि एवं ए जगत मानक रथिबा समस्त जीव सेमानक पूर्व जात होय छथि
ट्रांसलेशन The seven great sages and before them the four other great sages and the manas, progenitors of mankind, come to me, born from my mind, and all the living beings populating the various planets descend from me, from them.
Bhagavan samasta vishwa brahmanda adivasiman kara vansha parampara sambandhi eka sankshipta varnana deichanti. Prathame adi jiva hochanti brahma. से हिरण्यगर्भ नाम परिचित भगवान को शक्ति जात ब्रह्मा ठार सप्त महर्षि जात हेले एम पूर्व सनक सनंद सनातन एवं सनत कुमार नामक चारिज महर्षि मनुगण जात होते ये पचीस जन महर्षि समग्र विश्वब्रह्मांड में जीवगण के कुलपति नाम परिचित असंख्य ब्रह्मांड अच्छी प्रत्येक ब्रह्मांड में असंख्य लोक जगत व ग्रह उपग्रह अच्छा प्रत्येक जगत विभिन्न प्रकार जीव द्वारा परिपूर्ण से समस्ते पचिश जन कुलपति जात ब्रह्मा देवलोक गणन एक हजार वर्ष प्रथम तपस्या कले तत्पर भगवान श्रीकृष्ण का कृपालाभ कर जानपारे किपर सृष्टि करने को तत्पर ब्रह्मा ठार सनक सनंद सनातन और सनत कुमार जात हेले तत्पर रुद्र एवं सप्तर्षि जात हेले प्रकार समस्त ब्राह्मण एवं क्षत्रियगण भगवान शक्ति जात हेले ब्रह्मा पितामह नाम परिचित एवं श्रीकृष्ण प्रपितामह नाम परिचित यह भगवद गीतार एकादश अध्याय कह एकादश अध्याय श्लोक
पर्फेक्ट द लॉर्ड इज गिविंग ए जेनेलॉजिकल सिनॉप्सिस ऑफ द यूनिवर्सल पॉपुलेशन ब्रह्मा इज द ओरिजिनल क्रिएचर बॉर्न आउट ऑफ द एनर्जी ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु इज नोन एज हिरण्यगर्भ एंड फ्रॉम ब्रह्मा ऑल द सेवन ग्रेट सेजेस एंड बिफोर देम फोर अदर ग्रेट सेजेस नेम सनक सनंद Sanatana and Sanat Kumara and the 14 Manas are manifested. All these 25 great sages are known as patriarchs of the living entities all over the universe. There are innumerable universes and innumerable planets within each universe, and each planet is full of population of different varieties. All of them are born of these 25 patriarchs. Brahma underwent penance for 1,000 years of the demigods before he realized that by the grace of Krishna how to create. Then from Brahma came Sanaka, Sananda, Sanatana and Sanat Kumara, then Rudra and then the seven sages. And in this way all the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas are born out of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma is known as Pitamaha, the grandfather, and Krishna is known as Prapitamaha, the father of the grandfather. That is stated in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita,
11.39. So, this way, in the 10th chapter, this is the opulence of the Lord. So many opulences, and there is no end, or there is no limit to Lord's opulence or energy. Is unlimited, that's why Lord is called Ananda. Bhagavan ko Ananda ka jaya karan, Bhagavan ko sakti hoche Ananda. So, you know, here in this chapter 10, Lord describes some of his opulences, which are unlimited, but that's why it cannot be told fully, but only partially some portion of the Lord's opulences are described here. At the end of the chapter, Lord will say, that it is only whatever you see in this material world. Of course, our seeing this material world is very limited, very partial. We are seeing only this earth only. And this way, like this earth, there are 14 other planets. Including this, there are 14 planets like this earth. So that's why it is called Chaudha Brahmanda. And this Brahma has created this world, this universe. It is 14 planets, just like earth. There are other 13 planets are there.
So we have knowledge of only of this earth only. So in this universe, and there are unlimited universes like this. So all these universes, they are only a part of the whole creation. That is only 1/4 of the whole creation of the Lord. It will be described at the end of this chapter. Athava bhuvanetena kingyantena tavajanam vishtabhyah midam krishnam ekasena sthita jagat. Ekasena means it is only 1/4 of the total creation. So you cannot conceive of all these universes. So our scientists or whoever may be thinking about these universes, like this, but their knowledge is very limited. So for example, some years back in 1969 perhaps, the scientists, they say they landed at moon. Is it 1969 or some? Perhaps 1969. So they said that they landed at moon, but actually they have not landed. Now some scientists have written a book that actually those scientists, they didn't have gone to that moon planet. They didn't go. So in this way, our knowledge of this material world is very limited. Mostly of this earth, that is also not sufficient. This earth also, that is not sufficient. So actually, described in Vedic literature that so many universes are there. Just like this earth, there are some 13 other planets are there. Some of you might have known this Gayatri Mantra. When you are initiated in ISKCON, you will be first initiated as Harinam Diksha. That Harinam Diksha will be given first. That is the first initiation. Second initiation is Gayatri Diksha. That is called Brahman Diksha. So in this Gayatri Mantra, there are so many mantras, but one important mantra is Om Bhur Bhuvasva Tasya Vidur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Yoyonha Prachodayat, which is an important Gayatri Mantra. This is a chanda. There is so many chandas are there. In musical terms, chandas are there. So this is Gayatri is a chanda. There are 7 chandas are there. So Gayatri is one of them, most important chanda. So this Gayatri Mantra states that this is Bhu. This world is called Bhu or Earth planet. Above this planet is Bhuva planet. Then Swarga planet, where the demigods are there. There are 33 crores of demigods are there. Devata. 33 crore devatas. So Swarga Loka means beyond, above Swarga Loka, there is Mahat Loka. Then above Mahat Loka, there is Jana Loka. Then above Jana Loka, there is Brahma Loka. So Bhuloka, Bhuvaloka, Swarga Bhu, Bhuva, Swa, Mahat, Jana, Tapa, Tapaloka, there is also another Loka, there is a Tapaloka, and then there is Brahma Loka, where Brahma, Lord Brahma is staying. So these are all 7 planets, just like Earth, other 6 planets are there. So below this Earth planet, there are some other planets, 7 planets. They are Matala, Ditala, Sutala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala. These 7 planets are also there, below this Earth. So all these 14 planets, they are created, of course, all these worlds, all these universes, material universes, they are created by the Lord, who is saying this, and Madhava Manasajara. All these creations are done, all these creations take place from the Lord. Janmadi asya jataha. Everything, whatever we see, everything comes from that Lord, Supreme Lord, that is called Krishna. So, here in this 14 planets, then from Lord comes Brahma. Lord, this universe, all these material universes, this Lord Brahma's universe, it is 14 planets are there here. So there are so many universes like this Brahma's universe. So many universes are there. So all these universes consist of only 1/4 of the total creation. That is the Ekansena Sthita Jagat, only one pole. So we have very limited knowledge of this material universes, material world. Here the Lord says that in the beginning of the creation, that how this creation takes place, the scientists are developing so many theories. This might be created in this way or in that way, the Big Bang theory. So many theories are being propagated or being tell like this. But actually that is not the correct fact. Correct fact is that how this universe is created is described in Vedic literatures. So here the creator, the Lord, who creates everything, he says these things. So we will have to, there are four evidences, Charita Pramanas, four evidences. They are called Shruti, Pratakhya, Aitiha and Anumana. Shruti means Vedic literature, that is called Shruti. Pratakhya means whatever we see or we perceive directly, we call it Pratakhya, direct perception. Then Aitiha means historical, Aitiha, Itihas. Then another is Anuman, logic praman, logic evidence. So these the four evidences are there. Generally, scientists, they take this pratyakya praman. Whatever they see or they perceive, they take it correct. Other things they don't accept. But there is some mistake in also this direct perception, direct evidence. Pratyakya praman are even the bhul roads. For example, while we go in a train, we see that the side by trees are running back. So actually that is not correct. So there is a chance of mistake in direct evidence, pratyakya pramana. Similarly, in itihas, in historical evidences, there are also mistakes. Just like we have been reading in history about Mohenjo-daro and Harappa sabhyata. Some historians say that this might be of this age. Some other historians say that this might be some other of other age. So they differ in their exact timing of this culture, this Mohenjo-daro Harappa culture. And another pramana or another evidence is called anuman, a logical evidence. So one famous logical evidence is where there is fire, where there is smoke, there is fire. That is a famous logical evidence, a pramana. But that is also not correct always. For example, we see a mountain from a far distant place and we think it is smoky. But when we go there, we find that there is no fire there. So these three evidences, pratyakya, aitiya and anuman, these three evidences are subject to fallacy, or there is some sort of mistake is there. But this Shruti Pramana, this Veda, Vedic Pramana, Vedic evidence, there is no mistake. There is no fallacy. But this is truth. If we accept this as truth, then only we can understand about the, we can have full knowledge. We can have full knowledge. Our knowledge will be complete. Otherwise, if you take our scientists, their knowledge is not complete because they are going on inventing something and something is here. But in Vedic literature, we do not go on inventing something. Every knowledge is there given to you. You must have read all these chapters up to 9th. Eh? In the 7th chapter, you might have remembered, the Lord says that jasgyanta niha bhuyanas gyantabham avasisate. The Lord is giving you knowledge, perfect knowledge, full knowledge, getting which there is nothing more to be learned. This type of words cannot be said by anybody else. The Lord, because the Lord is full of knowledge, that's why he can give full knowledge. No one else can say that I am giving you full knowledge. No one can. In your Einstein, he is saying that we are just getting some pebbles from the ocean. Unlimited knowledge is there. But the Lord says that I am having the full knowledge. And I give you the knowledge, getting which you won't have nothing else to know. Jagyanta niya bhuyanas gyantabam avasisati. So, because the Lord is the creator, that's why he is giving a full picture of this creation, how this world is created. Here it is said in this verse that Marsya Sapta Purbe, how this world is created. In Bhagavad Gita, we get the knowledge in very limited verses, only 700 verses are there. But it is expanded in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavatam, details, the facts are told in detail. So, actually, this world is how this world is created, this material world, that this is all created by the Lord. All these material worlds are created by the Lord. Initially, they are created by the Lord. How it is created? It is created by Lord Brahma in Brahma Samhita. That So Brahma has written a thesis or written a book called Brahma Samhita. That is a summary of our Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Brahma Samhita, it is having 100 chapters, but somehow or other, only one chapter is available now, that is the fifth chapter. In that fifth chapter, Lord Brahma says, that jaha karana navajale bhadatisma yoga, nidra mananda jagadandra saroma kupa, adhara sakti mavalambya parang samartim, govindam adipurusham tamangajaya. This is the causal ocean. That is the causal ocean. For everything we want to know what is the cause. What is the cause of this? What is the cause of this? Always we think about the cause of anything. So, there is an ocean that is called causal ocean. That is the Karananavajala. Karananava Samudra. That is the causal ocean. That is the cause of all causes. All these universes come from that causal ocean. That is called Karananava Samudra. So they are the Lord known as Karananava Sai Vishnu. He is lying there, he is sleeping there on the bed of Ananta Naga, snake, Ananta, Lord Ananta. And from his nostril, from his nose, all these universes are coming. Karanta karananava jale rajadisna yoga nidra mananta jagatanda saroma kupa. From that, from his, all his body, all these worlds, metal worlds, universes are coming. So that is the cause. That is the cause of all causes, you may say. So when these universes, material universes come from the bodily force of the Karananava Sai Vishnu, all these universes come. So here the Lord also expands from Karananava Vishnu, Karananava Vishnu, comes one Vishnu that is called Garbhodaka Vishnu. So he comes here and in this central universe, this its expansion or its dimension is 50 koti yojana. 50 koti yojana means 400 crore mile. 50 koti yojana. Eka yojana means one yojana is 8 miles. So this 50 koti yojana means it is 400 crore mile. This dimension of this material universes is 400 crore mile. So out of these 400 crore miles, half of this universe is filled by Garbhodaka Jala. That is the Garbhodaka Samudra. Garbhodaka Jala. So in that Garbhodaka Jala, the Lord comes as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. So he is lying on the Ananta bed, Ananta Naga, or Balaram, his expansion is Ananta Naga. And there,
from his name Naval, from his Naval, comes in
lotus flower,
stem and then flower. That is called Padmanabha. That is Padma. From that Padma, this Brahma is created. Though there is the wife of our Kapiloka Vishnu, Lakshmidevi is there, but still then he gives birth to his son Brahma from his naval lotus. And lotus that is developed from his nadi or naval, that Brahma is created. That's why Brahma is called Swayambhu. Swayambhu, he doesn't come from any mother. From the Lord Himself directly, Brahma comes. That's why Lord Brahma's name is called Swayambhu. He's born directly from the Lord Swayambhu. So, the Lord Brahma, then he didn't understand who he is, then he goes on meditating. Here it is described in purport that in the demigod's description, demigod's Tankar Banana means demigod's calculation, there is 1000 years. Demigod's. As you might be knowing about, and scientists are also saying that when you go higher, the time
decreases.
Time is relative. So, in the demigods or the Swarga, the heavenly planet, their time is, our 6 months is there one day. Our 6 months is there one day. So, our 12 months means 1 year means there one day and night. So, in that calculation, Brahma, Lord Brahma, underwent 1000 years of austerities. In tapasya, he penance, he undertook. Then Lord gave him all the knowledge. That's why Brahma gave the knowledge in 4 verses. In Bhagavatam it is described. Charodi Shlokare Bhagavan Samasya Sabadis Jnanam Devisi. Brahma Devisi. So Brahma became, suppose you are taking 4 years to complete your graduation. In engineering or in arts and science and commerce taking 3 years, but the Lord gave Brahma all the knowledge, engineering knowledge, in only 4 verses. That is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, canto, second canto, 9th chapter, from 32 to 36. These 4 verses, Brahma completed his B.Tech, so to say. The Prabhupada says he is the first engineer of this material universe, Brahma. So Brahma created this stem of that lotus flower. He divided it into 14 divisions. So we are in the middle. We are in the middle, that is called earth. So, beyond this earth, those who are living there, they are of higher,
consciousness.
Higher consciousness. Not exactly higher consciousness, but actually, this mode of goodness, the influence of mode of goodness is there, more there than in this earth. Uddham Gacchanti Sattvastha Madhyam Tishtanti Rasa Jagannam Guna Bhutista Adho Gacchanti Tamasa. In chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says this, that those at the time of death, this should be decided. Those at the time of death, if their influence of mode of goodness is more, then they will be promoted to higher planets. Bhuvaloka, Swargaloka, mode of goodness is there, more. And those who having mode of this passion, Rajaguna Javankar Raichi, Padhan Raichi, they will be in this human form. And those who are in the mode of ignorance, Tamaguna Javankar Raichi, they will be degraded to downwards. Or they will be getting lower forms of life, like this
Jaladiga, or Pasu, animals, or birds, and this way. This types of birth they will take. So, Lord Brahma, when he wanted, he learned all this knowledge, then he started creating this universe. He divided it to 14 divisions. Then he started creating living beings. We are called jivas, or living beings. But there are 84 lakh kinds of living entities, living beings. Chaurasi lakh people are jivas. In Padma Purana, it is said that Jalajana Valakshani, Nalakhi Prakar, Jalajiva Chandi. Then Jalajana Valakshani, Stavara Visalakshati. Stavara means which cannot move. Like trees and plants, they are 20 lakh kinds of entities. 20 lakh Visalakshani. Then Krumaya Rudrasakhyava, little insects, they are of 11 lakh kinds. 11 lakh. Then Pakhina Dasalakshani, birds, they are of 10 lakh kinds. Then Pasava, Trisalakshani, Pasava means animals, 30 lakhs. So, all these are 80 lakhs. So, another four human beings, they are of 4 lakh kinds. 4 lakh. So, human beings, their consciousness is in a very higher position, their consciousness. The other 80 lakh kinds of living entities, their consciousness, last class I told, their consciousness is very low consciousness. They are in two kinds of consciousness, that is called covered consciousness and shrunken consciousness. But when we get human form of life, our consciousness is developed. That is Mukulja Chetana. That is called Blujum consciousness. Blujum consciousness. Then Vikashita Chetana, Kuli Blujum, Kuli Blujum. Kuli Blujum consciousness is the highest consciousness, Krishna Chetana. Anyway, Mukulta Chetana and Vikashita Chetana and Kunna Vikashita Chetana. Another two consciousness are there. When we reach that stage, then we will understand the Lord very well. Fully we will understand. That is called Krishna Chaitanya. So, this is budding consciousness. Blujin consciousness is Vikashita Chaitanya. Ours is a budding consciousness, Mukulcha Chaitanya. Mukulcha Chaitanya means budding consciousness. We are in budding stage. Budding, then Vikashita Chaitanya means Blujin consciousness. And Purna Vikashita Chaitanya means fully Blujin. Kuli Blujum means our consciousness is developed to the highest extent. That is the last stage of consciousness. That is called Krishna Chaitanya. That's why our movement is called International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We have a scope that we can develop our consciousness to that extent. Fully Blujum consciousness. So we are in the beginning, that is budding consciousness. But we are different from other human beings in the sense that we are trying to develop our consciousness. Those who are having this concern, this enquiry, Brahma Jigyasa, this enquiry, who are we, and what is our ego, what is our goal, where we have come from, all these enquiries. When somebody starts these enquiries, so it can be understood that he is going in the right way, that his consciousness is developing. If that inquiry is not there, just like bodily necessities, eating, sleeping, mating and depending, these are all bodily consciousness. So those generally people are in this bodily consciousness. That's why their consciousness is not developing. That is as good as animal consciousness. Animal is also doing that and we are also doing that. There is no development or there is not nothing in any better position in human beings. So, Lord Brahma, when he started creating, but first he started human beings or living beings, and first he created four sons. First created.
Just like now we are treating, when a mother is giving birth, and Brahma can give birth himself. He learned the art. He gone within these four verses, he learned everything. How to create, he understood. Without the help of a woman, he can also create. That knowledge is there. So Brahma first created four sons. They are called Chattvaro, here it is said. Maharshaya Saptapurve Chattvaro. Chattvaro means these four. Four sons. They are Sanat, Sanandan, Sanatan, and Sanatavar. They, we may say, they are the first living beings created by Brahma. First living beings. Pratthama, Sramanik Charyajan, Pratthama Jiva, Sushchesa. But they still now, they are staying just like 5 years old boys, four brothers, Chattvaro. Sanat, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanatavar. So they are still now, if we consider, we calculate how much old they are, so we can calculate. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, it is said that Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Aharjat Brahmano Vidhu Ratring Yuga Sahasrantam Deho Ratra Vidhugana. Lord Brahma is one day, is our 1000 yugas. Yuga means one yuga consists of Satya, Pratya, Dwapar and Kali. We are living in Kali, Kali Yuga. So this Kali Yuga, the dimension or the span of Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 years. We have completed only 5,000 years in this Kali Yuga. Another 4,27,000 years are there, so that the Kali Yuga can be completed. And passing of this 4,27,000 years, this Kali Yuga will be complete. Then Satya Yuga will start. So, the two times of Kali Yuga is Dwapara. That is 80,64,000 years. Then three times of Kali Yuga is Tretya Yuga. That is 12,96,000 years. And four times of Kali Yuga is 17,28,000 years. That is the period of Satya Yuga. So, if we add the Satya, Tretya, Dwapara and Kali, these four yugas, the total period will be 43,20,000 years. Tiyalislakya Kudhyajar Varsha. E charity yuga misile, Tiyalislakya Kudhyajar Varsha. So, if we multiply this 43,20,000 years into 1,000, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam, 1,000, that becomes 432 crores years. So this is Brahma's one day. So he has completed, he said that he has completed 50 years. So another also, Ratrin Yuga Sahasrandam Teho Ratra Vidyana, his night is also equal to day, another 432 crores years. So it becomes 864 crores. One day and night into 30 into 1 month, into 12 means 1 year, into 50. That is 50 years. Lord Brahma has completed 50 years. So this is the almost the age of this Chattvaro Manu. Chattvaro, not Manu, this Chattvaro. This Sanat, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanatana. These four sages, their age is like this. But still then, till now, they are like, they look like 5 years old. Plus naked. Not putting any dress, lying in the camp. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Once he went to these Vaikuntha planets. These are all the material worlds. The Lord Brahma told him about about the Lord and his universes, the Vaikuntha Loka. That is Jeev Jagat. Where there is no birth, death, old age or disease. Here the destruction, creation, destruction, all these things are absent there, Chit-Jagat. That is the supreme abode of the Lord. So Lord Brahma once told them about this supreme abode of the Lord. That is also described in Bhagavad Gita also. In 15th chapter you will see that Lord says, Na tat bhasati surjo, na sasanko, na pavakaha,
jagatvana nivartante tadhamam paramam mama. In many times, many places the Lord says about the spiritual world. So Lord Brahma once described about the spiritual world to these four sons. So after hearing this about these four about this spiritual world, they have a curiosity to see those, places, this spiritual world. So they went because they have the power. They have got the power. That's why they can cross this material world, and they went to that spiritual world. So they are in the spiritual world, it is said, described, that they crossed one after one after one gate. Six gates, very beautiful to look at those spiritual world, very kind of describing Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, third canto it is described. So they saw these beautiful places, beautiful sights of this spiritual world. Then they crossed six gates, one after another, in this way, six gates they crossed. Then when in the seventh gate they came, there are two dwarapalas, means two guards, security guards are there. All of the security guards, they left him in, there. But these two security guards, they are known as Jaya and Vijaya. You must know all this. So they blocked his path. No, you cannot go inside because they are lying like it. That's why I told they are still lying. Now they are lying like it. So there is a great story there. So they cost them, Jaya and Vijaya, because they blocked their path or they blocked their movement to see the Lord Brahma and Lord Vishnu. That's why they cost him. So they came here and got a demoniac bath. First they became Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyaka in Satyajuga. Tretayajuga they became Lord Ramchandra came and they became Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And in Dwapar Yuga Lord Krishna came and they became this Shishupala and Dakta Vakra. These three ages they came and got the demoniac bodies, demoniac. Asuradhanishan properly agreed. Bhagavan Shodhaji Jagati finally they were transferred again to their original position. So in this way, this Chattvaro means these four sons, Sana, Sanatan, Sanandan, and Sanat Kumar, they are the first created living beings from Brahma. So Lord Brahma's duty is to expand. How to expand the populations? We are all created because we have some desire to
enjoy.
That's why this material world is that Mataji was telling that why this material world is created. So material world is created because we want to enjoy. So we have no power to enjoy separately. That's why Lord created this universe that is called Maya. That means illusion. We think like we are enjoying, but actually we have no power to enjoy. Because we want to enjoy, that's why Lord created this material world, gave us this opportunity. So, unless we take shelter of the Lord, we will be staying here in this material world for unlimited periods. When we have come to this material world, and when will we be free, it cannot be said. In Chaitanya Charitamrita there is said that E Rupe Brahmande Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasad Bhai Bhakti Rudai. Those, we are all wandering, sometimes in the higher planets, sometimes in the lower planets. Manasa, in this material body, we are going round and round of this universe. There is another state that Manas Ashtam in this way. So we are going sometimes to the higher planets, sometimes to lower planets. In this way we are moving in this material world. When we go to a spiritual master, receive this devotional service, bhakti, then only we surrender to the Lord, then only we can be able to go to the spiritual world. Otherwise, we will remain in this material world forever. So, the Brahma's duty is to create so many living beings, to give them this body so that they will enjoy, and in this way they will be living in this material world. So Lord Brahma's duty is to expand this praja. Imam praja jo likha hai na, jo in this way imam praja. So these populations, they Brahma's duty is to expand these populations. So he ordered his four sons, Sanat, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, to create population by themselves. But these four sons, they didn't like to enter into this sansara, this accept wife or to create sons and all these things. So that they didn't like it because they will be involved in this material illusion. I sansara mohare, jo maya moha sab rahichi, maya moha. In this illusion of this material world, they will be intermingled. That's why they didn't want to enter into this set of creation. They wanted to worship the Lord and go back to the spiritual world. Their only motive is there. So when they denied their father's order, so their Lord Brahma became angry. When one becomes angry, Lord Brahma is a... So we can complete it by 12:30 or 1. So Lord Brahma, he is also an incarnation, Lord Brahma. There are several types of incarnations are there. So Lord Brahma is Guna Avatar. Incarnation in mode of, he is in mode of passion. Rajaguna Avatar. Rajaguna Avatar also in Brahma. So Rajaguna, what are the lakshana or what are the symptoms of Rajaguna, mode of passion? It is described in 14th chapter. Details of these gunas, these modes of nature are described in chapter 14. Gunatra Vibhaga Yoga. About these three modes of nature, this is described in details in chapter 14. So Rajaguna means Kama, Krodha, these are all Rajaguna lakshana. You see, these are all symptoms of mode of passion. So Brahma is an incarnation of mode of passion. That's why a mode of passion, that's why he has a propensity to have this mode of passion. Influence of mode of passion is there. So he became angry. Angry is a symptom of this mode of passion. Raja Kama, Krodha, these are all mode of passion. So Krodha means when he became angry, his eyes become red. When one becomes angry, eyes become red. So from that position, Rudra came. Rudra means Shivaji, Lord Shiva. Here it is not described, but Prabhupada says in purport that Rudra also came. Shivaji also came. Shivaji came. So, Lord Shiva, because when Lord Shiva came, he was crying at that time. That's why he is called Rudra. Rudra means crying. That is Rudra. Rodan. Rodan. Rodan means crying. Rudra. So, he is given 11 places. 11 Rudra. 11 places are there, and 11 wives are also there. Shivaji. Bhavani, Uma, these are all his wives. 11. In Bhagavatam, it is described in details. Because it is not said here, that's why we didn't have to speak about it in details. So, Brahma ordered Rudra or Shivaji to create population. But Rudra or Shivaji, he created only bhutas and pisasas, that is without this gross body, the subtle bodies. Bhuta, pisasa, they are having subtle bodies. They are not this gross body there.
So they wanted to annihilate Rudra at the time of annihilation. Rudra is an incarnation in mode of ignorance. Tamagunar avatar, Subhaji. Then when this material world will be destroyed, this Lord Rudra or Shivaji will take a prominent role there. At that time, and the Bhuta, Pisasa, all these things, they will help him in destroying this material world. So they started destroying this material world because they are created by Rudra, Lord Shivaji. So they started destroying this material world. So Lord Brahma told him to stop population, to stop creating population and to take austerity or to meditate about the Lord. Then he created 10 Maharshis, 10 sages. Here it is in Chattuaro, seven, another three also there. So many sages he created, but the Chattuaro, Sapta Maharsha, Sapta Purve, they are important. Sapta Maharshi, they are important. Who are these sages? It is described in Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his purport, that they are Bhrugu, Marichi, Atri, Pulastha, Olaha, Kratu and Vasishtha. So actually in Srimad Bhagavatam is said that he created 10 sages. Atri, Marichi, Angirasa, Pulastha, Olaha, Kratu, Bhrugu, Vasishtha, Daksha and Narada. They are 10 sages. So out of them, these 7 sages are important. That's why Lord Shiva says that the Maharsha Sapta Purve. So they are Bhrugu. Bhrugu Rishi, he is the son of Lord Brahma. He is son of Brahma. Brahma created, first created. So Brahma created because Lord gave him this power. It is actually this creation of the Lord. Madhava Manasa Gata. It is first created by Lord, then only Brahma could create. Bhrugu, then Marichi. They are very important sages. Bhrugu is a very famous Rishi. Bhrugu Rishi. Once there is a meeting of all these sages. Later that meeting was took place. That it was to be decided who is the real Lord. And Bhrugu Rishi took an important role in that. I told last class. So, he is this Bhrugu. This Bhrugu, he examined actually who is the Supreme Lord. From Brahma, Vishnu, and Shivaji, who is the chief of these three? And it was, last class. So, Vishnu is, though he is an incarnation of mode of goodness, but he is not tossed by this mode. Just like our lotus flower and the lotus leaf. If you put water in that lotus leaf, it won't be mixed with that. It will be separate. Similarly, Lord Vishnu, just like I told example, here the photo is there, and photo and this upside there is glass, so they don't mix. Similarly, Lord Vishnu doesn't mix with the modes of nature. Though he is in mode of goodness, but still then he doesn't touch this mode of goodness. That is a unique thing. Because we are in this material world, influence of these modes of nature are there on us. But the influence of mode of goodness is also not there on Vishnu. So Bhrugu Muni took an important role in that year. Similarly, Bhrugu Marichi. Marichi is a very important sage, very famous sage. He created Kashyapa. Marichi. Yes, he created Kashyapa. His son is Kashyapa, and from Kashyapa, then his wife is Aditi, and all these demigods and these and demons, they have created from this Kashyapa. Kashyapa Gotra, Kashyapa Rishi. He is very famous, Kashyapa Rishi.
He has 17 wives. It describes in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described, 17 wives. And they are all sisters, sisters of Dakya. Dakya is also one another son of Lord Brahma. Dakya.
Prajapati.
Prajapati. Prajapati means they are all Prajapatis. Here most of them are Prajapatis. Means they are creating Prajas. They are creating population. Here the Lord Prabhupada says, a genealogy. How are these human beings are created? So far, this creation, whatever we see, their origin are they. These are the original sages, original sages. From them, that's why they are called Prajapati. Mm-hmm. So, Maharishi is one of that important Rishi, whose son is Kashyapa, and who has 17 wives. They are the daughters of Daksha and Prajapati. Among them, most importantly are Diti and Aditi. From Diti is come these demons. Asura, Daitya, Manasana, Daitya. From Diti, Daitya. Aditi, Aditya. Aditya means demigods. So, 12 demigods are very famous. 12 demigods are there. Just like Vibhaswan, the lord of sun. He is a demigod. He is Aditya. Indra means who is now the king of all the demigods. He is also the son of Aditi. Then Vamana, Lord Vamandev, he is also the son. He is the last son of Aditi. So in this way, Maharishi is a very famous Rishi. Then Atri, he is famous that he has three famous sons. Atri Rishi. All these rishis are ordered by Brahma to create population. So Atri also, Atri's wife is Anusuya. Anusuya, you might have heard her name. So Atri went with Anusuya, Atri went to posterity to meditate about the Lord. So Lord appeared before them, Lord appeared in three forms: Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. So Atri was astonished. Atri offered obeisances to them and then asked that I was meditating about one Lord, but you have appeared in three forms now. So he told that you are meditating on the Lord. How you are meditating? Now he is the Lord who is creating, he is the Lord who is maintaining, he is the Lord who is destroying. So in three forms you are meditating, that's why we came in three forms. Actually, these Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesara, they are in the charge of, Brahma is in the charge of creating, Vishnu in the charge of maintaining, and Shivaji in the charge of destroying. This material will be destroyed. One day it will be destroyed. So then after hearing all these things, they prayed him that you all be my sons. So, in the power of Vishnu came Dattatreya. Dattatreya is also an incarnation of the Lord. It is described in chapter Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, Dattatreya. In south, the Dattatreya's influence is there. So many temples are there in south. So, Ranganatha is not Dattatreya. Dattatreya temple. Special temple, Dattatreya. It is said that Satva Chaiva Dattatreya, but there is no Vedic.
Chaiva is devotee of Dattatreya.
Devotee of Dattatreya.
In
south, I have also gone there. I saw in Pune some Dattatreya's temple is there. Mm-hmm. I went to there. So, this Dattatreya is, he received power from Lord Vishnu, Dattatreya. That's why he is an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, we said. Then, Dattatreya, from Vishnu, Dattatreya came, from Brahma came Soma. Soma means the Lord of Moon, Soma, Soma planet. So, there is a famous one, Chandravansa, Chandravansa is there. Khatriya Vansa. They are Khatriyas. Chandravansa Khatriya. And in Chandravansa came Lord Krishna. Chandra.
Suryavansa.
Suryavansa or Lord Ramchandra. Chandravansa came this Lord from this Lord of Moon. He is called Soma. Soma's son is Buddha. Buddha's son is Purava. Purava's son is Ayu, Nausa. In this way came Jajati. Now our in Srimad Bhagavatam in the temple, Jajati is present over there. In 9th canto, chapter 18, now it is going on. Nausa's descendants are being described. So Jajati will come. Jajati is, there are five sons of Jajati. And the eldest son is Jadu. From Jadu, Jadu Vansa came Lord Krishna. That's why he is called Jadava. Lord Jadu Vansa, Jadu is famous for that. Jadu is a very important devotee of the Lord. That's why Lord came as his descendant, Jadava, Jadu Kular Ashkadava. So, Chandravansa, it is a famous Kshatriyavansa. Two Kshatriyavansas are there, famous Kshatriyavansa. One is Suryavansa and another is Chandravansa. So Chandravansa, Chandravansa came from Atri. Atri is like this. Then Pulastha, Pula, Pratu, Vasishtha. Vasishtha is it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter canto 3. Activities are described. Vasishtha is a very famous sage who is the guru of Lord Ramchandra, Vasishtha. This Pulastha, Pula, Pratu, they are also famous. Their songs are also very famous. I don't have remembered these things. But if you are interested, I can also tell. I have written these things. Anyway, so these are the Maharsha Saptapurve, then Chattvaro, then Manava. Manava means Manu, Manus. So there are 14 Manus. In one day of Brahma, 14 Manus come. 14 Jana Manu asana. Gutte Brahma kar dinare, 14 Jana Manu asana. So it is very long here, to remember this is very difficult. But this is described in the Vedic literature. So one Manu means, his lifespan is? His lifespan is 71 Chaturjuga. Gote Chaturjuga I told that Satya, Tratya, Dwapar, Kali. This Chaturjuga means 4,43,20,000 years. That is into 71. So this is the lifespan of one Manu. So the first Manu is Swayambhuva Manu. There are 14 Manus come. Every day of Brahma, 14 Manus come. So far, in this day of Brahma, 6 Manus have already completed their lifespan. Now the lifespan of 7th Manu, that is Vaivasvata Manu. Who is the son of Vivaswan? He is the Lord of Swam. Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, it is said, Imam Vivasvata Yogam Praktava Nama Bhayam. Vivaswan Manave Praha Manu Rikhva Kavya Prabhi. Evam Parampara Bhaktam Imam Radhase. In this way, this knowledge of God, knowledge about the Lord, was descending from this disciplic succession. Lord first told this Bhagavad Gita, knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, to the Lord of Sun God, that is Vivaswan. So you might have read, Prabhupada Maharaj has given in his purport exact time of this knowledge given by the Lord. 12 koti charilakhe varsha purbe it was given. 12 crore 4 lakh years before. It was said by the Lord to Lord Vivaswan. So, 14 Manus, out of those 14 Manus, more important are those who have completed their lifespan in this day. Already 50 years have been completed, mm-hmm. but now the 50th year is gone and the 51st year, first day of Brahma is continued. 51st year, first day is completed. And his birthday is celebrated and then 51st day came, 51st year. The 51st year, first day is continuing. And in this first day, six Manus have already completed their lifespan. Who are they? First is Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva. And in Bhagavatam it is said that Swayambhuva Manu is an opulence of the Lord. Just like here in the same chapter, so many opulences will describe by the Lord. Lord will describe about some of his opulences. And some of his opulences are described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 16. Some of them are described. So there it is described that Swayambhuva Manu and his wife is Satarupa. They are created by Brahma. Afterwards, these creations were done, created by Lord Brahma. This is not described here. Here in Bhagavad Gita, you will find in summary only. It is described in details in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Brahma created Swayambhu Manu and Satarupa from two sides of his body. One side is Swayambhu Manu and another side is Satarupa. So they are the opulences of Lord Vibhuti. It is described in Canto 11, chapter 16. It is described. So Swayambhu Manu is the first Manu. Swayambhu Manu. So about his descendants, about his and he has two sons and three daughters. One son is Priyavata, his eldest son is Priyavata, then younger is Uttanpat, then Devahuti, Akuti and Prasuti. His five children. They are very famous. Because in Srimad Bhagavatam, up to seventh chapter, seventh canto, there is Lord Swayambhu Manu's children are described. In Canto 3, Devotee's activities are described. Devotee's pastimes. Devotee is this daughter of this Swayambhuva Manu. Devotee. So he married Kardamuni. And their son is Kapiladeva, who is an incarnation of the Lord, who gave this Sankhya philosophy. In Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Sankhya Yoga is described. And also Bhakti Yoga is described. Both these yogas were described. It is Esate Vita Sankhya Buddhir Yoga Timasun. Both Sankhya Yoga, Sankhya philosophy and Bhakti philosophy, these two philosophies are described in chapter 2 of this Bhagavad Gita. So this Sankhya philosophy is described by Lord Kapila in third canto. Then in fourth canto, you will see that the Uttanapadas, pastimes are told. Uttanapad is the younger son of this Swayambhuva Manu. So Uttanapada is famous because he has two wives, Suniti and Suruchi. The son of Suniti is very famous, Dhruva Maharaj. Generally people are asking, has anybody seen Lord? The question is yes. Dhruva has seen the Lord. Only he was 5 years old. But he went to the forest and meditated about the Lord. And the Lord appeared to him. Prishnigarbha. That Lord is Prishnigarbha. Who is the son of Prishni and Suttapa. Lord's second incarnation is Vamandeva. The third incarnation is Lord Krishna. Devaki and Vasudev. They were previously Prishni and Sutapa. So they also underwent several years, 12,000 years, meditated to create a child. So the Lord appeared. So they prayed him that he be their son. So he came as their son, as Prishni Garbha, as the son of Prishni. So this Prishni Garbha, the Lord, when Dhruva Maharaj was meditating, for 6 months he was meditating. Very severe penance he was doing. First he was taking only some fruits, then only taking grasses only, some dry leaves, and then only taking only water, then only taking only air and nothing else. In this way, in 6 months, the Lord appeared before him. He is Krishna Garbha, the Lord, who is known as Krishna Garbha, who is the son of Krishna. He appeared there. And he gave him benediction of this Dhruva Loka. Dhruva Loka is there. Dhruva is residing there. So, some of you might have gone through our Prabhupada's conversation. 36 volumes are there. 36 volumes of conversation. There I have read this USA, the intelligence agency, that is CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, CIA. So, one of the officers in that CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, later he left that organization and joined our ISKCON movement. Our Prabhupada, he was a disciple of Prabhupada. So he was conversing with Prabhupada, and it is written in our conversation. So while he was in there, that Central Intelligence Agency, they launched a project. They were sending messages to this Dhruva Loka. Dhruva Loka, they are sending messages. And they received the message also from that Dhruva Loka. And whatever they received, then decoded, there is decoding. After decoding, they found this mantra is there. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. This mantra they found. But at that time, they didn't know what is this. So they left that project, abandoned that project. But that officer, when he came, later on, when he came and met our Prabhupada Maharaj, he was deciding that. This Mahamantra came from that project. Dhruva is staying there with his associates. And this Saptarshi, here it is said, these Maharshis, seven sages. So in each Manu, this seven sages changes. So Swayambhu Manu, those seven sages are there, they are changed when this second Manu came. Swayambhu Manu is the first Manu, second Manu is Swarochisa Manu. The seven sages came, changed. There are six changes. In each Manu there are six changes. It will describe later. But here, that I was telling, that this Swayambhu Manu, his daughter is, one is daughter, then son is Uttampad, whose son is Dhruva is very famous. He had the opportunity by, at the age of 15 only, 5 years only, he could see the Lord. Only after meditating for 6 months, undergoing austerity for 6 months, he had the opportunity to see the Lord personally. And so there are so many incidents of Dhruva Maharaj, pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj. It was described in fourth canto. So another son is Priyavata, whose pastimes will be described in canto 5. And then these two other daughters, this Prasuti and Akuti. Prasuti married Daksha, who is also son of Brahma, and they are having 16 or some, so many daughters are there. That is described in details in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Swayambhu Manu, he is the Swayambhu Manu, I was telling about Maharsha Saptava Chattara Manavastata Manava. Manava means 14 Manus are there. The first Manu is Swayambhu Manu. So there was also one incarnation of the Lord. When one Manu comes, 71 ages, he reigns. His lifespan is 70, Ekastar Dibhajagar. In Ekastar Dibhajagar, there are six changes are there. Manu came, Manu's sons are there, then the demigods are also changed, then demigods, the king of demigods, Indra, he is also changed. Then there is Saptarshi, the seven rishis are there. So they also change, seven rishis. And then there is an incarnation of the Lord, Manvantara Avatar. That is called Manvantara Avatar. So these six changes take place in one Manu's lifespan. Manu's life. In this way, 14 Manus are there. Manavas tata manav means 14 Manus are there. So I described in the short about Swayambhu Manu is the first Manu. Then second one is Swarajya Samvat. It is Manvantara, it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 8, Manvantara, about Manvantara, this Manu, about their reigning, how they are ruling Manvantara, and these six sages, they are described in Canto 8. 10 subjects are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. One of these 10 subjects is Manvantara. Swambhuva has Manu, then Swarachisa, then Uttama Manu, then Tamasa Manu. In each Manu, there is one Manvantara avatar, and some of the Manvantara avatars are described in details in Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto. So this fourth Manu is Tamasa Manu. In his period, Lord came as Hari, and he delivered our Shaili plan. Ubhav Jamra Vita Vala Vaji Gajaraja Chinta Kala Thai Ghoro Jarena Chakrapesi Nakranasi Udhari Lapa Salavankara Temas Sang. So Gajaraj incident that took place in the fourth Manus. Airavat. No, he is Airavat. Airavat is that is in the sixth Manvantara, that is Samudra Manthan Veda. Then Airavat came. Pachishrava, Airavat, all these 14 jewels came from that person, turning a person, Samudra Manthan. So, this fourth Manu is Tamas Manu, then Raivat Manu, fifth Manu. Fifth Manu is Raivat Manu. In his time, this Hiranyaka and Hiranyakasipu, they are incident took place. Hiranyaka and Hiranyakasipu. Hiranyaka's pastimes is described in Canto 3, and Hiranyakasipu's pastimes described in Canto 7. Prahlad Maharaj, very famous Prahlad Maharaj. That is about in fifth Manvantara, Raivat Manvantara. Then sixth Manvantara is Chakshusa Manvantara, in which Manvantara, just this is now seventh Manvantara is going, just previous to this Manvantara is Chakshusa Manvantara, in which Manvantara this Samudra Manthan Lila Varita, and Amruta came, Amruta, and Nectar, Dhanvantari, there are so many incarnations at that past times. Dhanvantari, who is also an incarnation of the Lord, then Mohini Avatar came, who is also an incarnation of the Lord. Ajita, he is also an incarnation of Lord. Kachapa, yes, Kachapa. He took the form of Kachapa, means tortoise. So many brothers came in that incident, in that past times. That is sixth Manvantara. So now seventh Manvantara is going on. This Manvantara is very famous. Because in this Manvantara, Lord comes as Krishna. So in this Manvantara, now is what is going on? In each Manu, there are 71 Yugas, Satya, Tratya, Dwapar, Kali. So now in which Kali we are?
26.
It is 28. 28. So 7th Manu, 28th Dwapara, Lord comes as Krishna. And he has his pastimes for 125 years. So each day of Brahma, Lord comes, and he comes the 7th Manu of and 28th Dwapar Yuga, Lord Krishna comes. And he has his pastimes for 125 years in Mathura, in Vrindavan, and then in Dwaraka. 125 years. Then after this Krishna's pastimes, then while his Kali Yuga comes, here the Lord comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So just 500 years back, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and so we are fortunate in that respect. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he came just what Lord says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and Bhagavatam, he has said his teachings to Uddhava, that is higher forms of knowledge. Whatever is given, this Bhagavad Gita, higher forms, higher knowledge is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, to Uddhava. So all this knowledge what Lord Krishna gave, that is in theory. But Lord came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he did it in practice. Whatever lessons he gave in Dwapar Yuga, he demonstrated these things in his own life. How to be a devotee. Here Lord says, Manmana Bhava, Madhavakto, Madhyaji, Mang Namaskuru. This is very important. These four things are very important in Bhagavad Gita. That is the essence of Bhagavad Gita in itself. Four things. Manmana Bhava. In mind, you think of me. Madhavakto, be a devotee of me. Madhyaji, worship me. And Mang Namaskuru, give pranam, obeisances to me. So these four things is described twice in Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 9, last verse, 34 verse, Lord says this, that mamaivasyasi yukteivam atmanam matparayana. If you do these four things, then mam eva ssas. You will definitely come to me. And this is also reiterated, again said in chapter 18, text 65. Here Lord says, I say it, mane pratigya kari kochi. I promise. Pratijana kriyosi me here. I promise to you that this is right. This is true. If you do these things. So, the Lord has given it, said it only theoretically, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he practiced how to become a Lord. He was practicing.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And this is the Yuga Dharma of this age. The trend is Sapta Yuga. Kritesh Adhyayate Vishnu. Sapta Yuga, the process of meditation, the process of worshipping the Lord was meditation, Dhyana. Kritesh Adhyayate Vishnu. Kritesh Jajato Makhi. Makhi means fire sacrifices. Fire sacrifices, in fire sacrifices, doing fire sacrifices, people are worshipping the Lord. Kata Yuga. And Dwapar Yuga, Dwapare Paricharjaya. In the deity worship. Deity worship is Dwapar Yuga, so the process of Dwapar Yuga. Then this Kali Yuga, the process is Bhagavan Harinam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave eight lessons. Chaitanya Sikhastakam. Some of you might have heard. Chedo Darpanam Arjanam, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirbhavanam, Sreya Pairava Chandrika Vikranam, Vidya Vadhu Jeevanam, Anandam Badhi Vardhanam, Patipatipatnam Kuswadhanam, Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna. So these are the seven effects by chanting the name of the Lord. Seven effects are there. First is Chedo Darpanam Arjanam. Our heart, we are not able to see the Lord because our heart is impure. How it is impure? By the impurities of these modes of material nature. Modes of goodness, modes of passion and modes of ignorance. The Lord is beyond these modes of nature. That's why, because our heart is affected by these modes, that's why we are not able to see the Lord. But when we chant the name of the Lord, our heart is cleansed of these modes of nature, the influence of these modes of nature. So, the Lord who is beyond modes of nature, we are able to see Him. Chito Darpan Mahatma. Bhava Mahadavagni, it is the first effect. Second effect, Bhava Mahadavagni Nirbhavanam. We are undergoing so many tribulations, so many miseries of this material world. They are described as three: Adibhautika, Adhyatmika, and Adhivaidika. Adibhautika means we are getting so many misery from other living beings. Adibhautika. Adidaivika means by the demigods, excess heat, excess rain, all these things. Adidaivika. And Adhyatmika means relating to our body and mind. These are also many miseries are there. But when we take the shelter of the name of the Lord, then we are freed from this. Dava Bhava Mahadavagni. Davagni means just like a Davagni means higher in
blazing fire.
It means jungle, forest. Mm. Forest fire. So this forest fire cannot be extinguished by this fire brigade. Mm. Only when there is rain, that forest fire can be extinguished. Similarly, all these material tribulations, whatever our scientists are developing and inventing so many things, our government is doing so many, planning so many things, but still then, these material miseries cannot be extinguished, cannot be removed. But only if you take the shelter of the Lord, then only these will be freed from these material miseries. This is the second effect. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirbhava. Sreya Pairava Chandrika Vitaranam. This is the third effect. Sreya Pairava Chandrika. Now, excessive heat is there. In the night, when there is moon rays, then we get very soothing effect and cooling effect is there. So, similarly, when we are undergoing so many tribulations, when these tribulations will be stopped, and by the chanting of the name of the Lord, we will get the soothingness, soothing effect. Very soothing. It's effectively very soothing. This is the third. Then, Vidyapadu Jeevanam. Vidyapadu means, Vidya means knowledge. Knowledge. So, about the knowledge about the Lord. Lord gives so many knowledge in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and other literature, so many knowledge is given. But by chanting the name of the Lord, one gets this knowledge automatically. It will describe later in this chapter 10, it will describe. Tesam evan kampartam aham ajnanantam nasayam atmabhavastu jnanadipena vasvata. Lord gives that knowledge. So if we take shelter of the Lord, we will get the knowledge of the Lord. By chanting the name of the Lord, you will get the knowledge. This is the fourth effect. Vidyabhudhi Jeevanam. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Everyone is searching after happiness, but real happiness lies in this name, in the lotus feet of the Lord. That's why if we take the center of this name, then you will get real happiness. This is nectar. This material world is poison. So when one takes poison, means you will not be happy. Just like drinks, they are taking alcohol. They may be happy for a little time, but thereafter there will be so many troubles, so many pain will be there. But this nectar of the name of the Lord, nectar, this will give real happiness. Ananda Bodhi Vardhana. With this happiness will go on increasing. In this context, one thing happened. Well, Prabhupada Maharaj in America was giving lecture to his students. So one public person came. So he asked this question. So Prabhupada, you are not taking any intoxication? He was saying no. Then how can you say that there is no happiness in intoxication? One person asked this question. So Prabhupada Maharaj said that here my children are there, my disciples are there. They have all taken intoxication. You ask them. So one person answered that while taking intoxication, one gets happiness for a certain time, but thereafter it subsides. But this happiness is just like going on and on, just like aeroplane. You are going, then coming back. But if you go on and on, there is no coming back. So this kind of happiness is there in the chanting of the name of God. Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam. Evam Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam Pratipada Purnamadu Sadhanam. Every step, when you take the chant the name of the Lord, in every step you get more and more. The Bhava. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirbhavam Sriya Karva. Vidya Anandam Bodhi Vardhanam Pratipada Purnamadu Sadhanam Amruta. This is the nectar, Amruta. This material world is Mruta. Mruta means everyone is going to die. As time passes, we are nearing death. But when we chant the name of the Lord, we are nearing Amruta. This is immortality. We are approaching immortality. Pratipada Purnamata Swadhanam. And Sarvatma Snapanam. Sarvatma Snapanam means? Fully. Fully, yes. Fully, just like when you take bath. you will be fully satisfied. Similarly, by taking the name of the Lord, you will be fully satisfied. Sarvatma, Atma. Atma. Jayatma Suprasiddhi. We are actually soul, we are actually Atma. We are giving so much care to our body, but not to our Atma, to our soul. So this is the food of our soul, this name of the Lord. This is the food of our soul. So our soul, our Atma will be fully satisfied. So in this way, there are seven effects of the Lord. And Lord says that Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. This Sri Krishna Sankirtan, because this is the Yuga Dharma, this is the process of Dharma of this age, Kali Yuga, that's why, and the Lord has given His blessing, that it will be victorious. Victory, there will be victory. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, in the last verse, Sanjay will tell that Jatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Jatra Partha Dhanudara, Tatra Si Vijaya Bhuti Dhuva Nitin. There will be all appliances, Sri means appliances, or Aishwarya. Sri, then Vijaya means victory, there is victory. Bhuti means Vibhuti, all these Vibhuti yogas are described in chapter 10, all these are appliances. So a person who is a devotee of the Lord, he will be having so many opulences, vibhuti. And niti means morality. And they will be dhruva. Dhruva means always it cheats. It won't be diminished. Iti matir mama. Because he realized Bhagavad Gita, that's why it told like this. But Dhritarashtra couldn't follow him. He didn't follow him. But he thought that still there is chance that my sons may get victory. Sanjay told that Acharya say that why Sanjay told like this? Because there is still time. He gave all the lesson of Bhagavad Gita to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra had all these lessons, all these verses he had. And still then he was doubting what to do. So Sanjay told like this, that still now you have time, you can give order to your sons that they will surrender to them, Pandavas and Krishna, so that their lives will be saved. But still then, Dhritarashtra was thinking that still because our Bhishma is there, Dronacharya is there, still then there is chance that my sons may be victorious. Though Sanjay said that there will be victory to Arjuna Pandavas, because Lord is with him. Datra Yogeshwara Prasna, Datra Partha Dhanodara. When the Lord is there, and when his devotees are there, definitely there will be opulences, there will be victory, there will be other opulences, and there will be morality. Everything will be dhruva. Dhruva means there won't be any diminution. Those things will not diminish, that will be there, completely there. Fixed dhruva. So in this way, our point is that 14 manus are there. So in the 7th manu, we are now in the 7th manu's 28th kali. So this, Prabhupada Maharaj says, this golden age, this is called golden age. Though this kali is Yuga means, it has so many deficiencies, so many problems, so many difficulties are there in the age of kali. And Sukadeva Goswami says that Kalyat Dosha Nidhe Rajan. If we go on counting about the bad effects or the effects of Kali Yuga, it won't end. It will be like Samudra, like ocean. So many difficulties are there, so many problems are there. So more important is that in Satya Yuga, the four principles of religions were there. Tapa, Saucha, Daya, Satya, Iti, Pada, Kuti, Kuta. These are the four pillars of religion, dharma. They are austerity, mercy, cleanliness and truthfulness. So as days pass by, these pillars of religion, pillars of dharma, are subject to deterioration. ସତ୍ୟଯୁଗ ରେ ଚାରିଟି ପାଦ ଥିଲା ଧର୍ମର, ସେଥିପାଇଁ ସବୁକିଛି ସୁବିଧା ଥିଲା, ସବୁକିଛି ସୁବିଧା ଥିଲା। ଜଣେ ଚାହିଁଲେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କୁ ପ୍ରାର୍ଥନା କରିବା, ଭଗବାନଙ୍କର ଶରଣ ଯିବା ପାଇଁ ସବୁ ପ୍ରକାର ସୁବିଧା ଥିଲା, ଧର୍ମ ସବୁଠି ଥିଲା। କିନ୍ତୁ ସେଥିପାଇଁ ଲୋକମାନଙ୍କ ଆୟୁଷ ଲକ୍ଷ ବର୍ଷ ଥିଲା, ଲୋକମାନଙ୍କ ଧ୍ୟାନ କରୁଥିଲେ, ହଜାର ହଜାର ବର୍ଷ ଧରି ଧ୍ୟାନ କରିପାରୁଥିଲେ। କିନ୍ତୁ ଆସ୍ତେ ଆସ୍ତେ ଡେଜ୍ ପାସ୍ ଦିସ୍ ପିଲର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଧର୍ମ ଆର୍ ସବଜେକ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଡେଟେରିଓରେସନ। ଯଦା ଯଦା ହି ଧର୍ମସ୍ୟ ଗ୍ଲାନିର୍ ଭବତି ଭାରତ ଅଭ୍ୟୁଥାନ ଅଧର୍ମସ୍ୟ ତଦାତ୍ମାନ। ସୋ ୱେନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ପିଲର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ରିଲିଜନ୍ ଧର୍ମ ଡେଟେରିଓରେଟ୍, ଦେନ୍ ପିଲର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଅଧର୍ମ ଇନକ୍ରିଜେସ୍। ତ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଆର୍ ଦି ପିଲର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଅଧର୍ମ? ଦ୍ୟୁତଂ ପାନଂ ସ୍ତ୍ରିୟଂ ସୁନା, ଦ୍ୟୁତଂ ଗ୍ୟାମ୍ବଲିଂ, ପାନଂ ଇଣ୍ଟକ୍ସିକେସନ୍, ସ୍ତ୍ରିୟଂ ଇଲିସିଟ ସେକ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ସୁନା ମିନ୍ସ ଆନିମଲ କିଲିଂ। ଦିଜ୍ ଆର୍ ଦି ପିଲର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଅଧର୍ମ ଇ ରିଲିଜନ୍। ସୋ ଆଜ୍ ଡେଜ୍ ପାସ୍ ଧର୍ମ ଡ୍ୱିଣ୍ଡିଲ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅଧର୍ମ ଇନକ୍ରିଜେସ୍। ସୋ ୱି ହାଭ୍ ନାଓ କମ୍ ଟୁ କଳିଯୁଗ ୱେୟାର୍ ଦି ଥ୍ରୀ legs of the pillars of religion or dharma have been already extinguished, have already been deteriorated, destroyed. That is said, adharmansai taivarna smaya sangha madastava. Prabhupada Maharaj says that these four types of religion, they are like as told, they deteriorate dharma's pillars and adharma's become rampant. Only truthfulness is there and it is also being deteriorating every time, times pass. So these are the difficulties for our party. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam that mandha prayana alpayusa sabhya kalavasmin juge jana mandha sumandha matayo mandha bhagya ita durda. Generally prayana alpayusa sabhya, people in the age of Kali, their age is counted as now 100 years. And this is also deteriorating. Though people say that our average time span is increasing. They said it is increasing. But actually that they say like this because they don't count the actual birth. Actual the abortions are taking place and all these things. If you take all these things into account, actually we find that limit comes down. Average age is coming down. So it was 100 years, but as times pass, it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, it will be 300 binsa paramanu kalau nuna. And when one reaches 50 years of age, he will be declared as the oldest man. A time will come. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, it is described. If foretelling is there, future, what will happen in future, it was there, told. So, prayana alpayusa sabhya, in this age, people are very short-lived. Age is very short. And suppose somebody may be having more higher age, more lifespan. But mandha, they are not interested in these dharmic activities. They are interested in animal activity, animal life they are living. So, some of them may be interested in dharma, but they are mandamatayu. Mandamatayu means their intelligence is not so improved. Intelligence is dwindling. In the scripture of Srimad Bhagavatam, eight things are dwindling, are coming down. What are they? Tatasthanu dinam dharmam satyam saucham khyama daya kalina varina rajan nakhyanti ayu vada smriti. These eight things are coming down and down. What are they? Satya, dharma, satya, saucha, khyama, daya, ayusa, bada and smriti. Dharma, I told that four pillars of the dharma, they are building. Satya is also coming down. Saucha means cleanliness, that is also. Dharma, satya, saucha, khyama, forgiveness. Dharma, satya, saucha, khyama. Ayusa, this age, lifespan, that is also coming down. Bada, strength, that is also coming down. Smriti, remembrance, power of remembrance, that is also coming down. In this way, eight things are coming down. So, The Lord says that Jatasthanu Dinadharma Prayana Arpavasa Sabhya Paravasin Brigada Manda Sumandamate Manda Bhagya. Another problem is unluck. They are ill luck. There is a law, they are not lucky,
fortunate.
They are not fortunate. You know, what is this misfortune? That they don't get this satsanga. Satsanga, those who are getting satsanga, they are very fortunate. Own Bhagyavan Rudha is said. Those who are very fortunate, they are able to associate with this satsanga. Satsanga is very rare. And in this Kali Yuga, this satsanga will be more. Very more and more rare. Very, very rare. So you are very fortunate in that sense that you are able to get this association. So somebody say that somebody's lifespan may be more, somebody mind or intelligence may be more, somebody may be getting chance of this satsanga. So then there is no problem. There is still another problem. What is that? Na upadruta. Upadruta means there are so many disturbances. In the case of Kali, there are so many disturbances. So in this way, so many problems are there.
Why disturbances are in Kali Yuga? Why?
Because this age is like that. Just like rain, rainy season. Rainy season means there will be rain. Similarly, this age is Kali Yuga means there will be so many disturbances. In Satya Yuga, the disturbances were less. Tetra Yuga disturbances more. In this way, Kali Yuga disturbances will be more and more. This is the age, influence of age is there. Kali Yuga influence is there. So in this way, so many disadvantages are there. Still then, it is called golden age. Because Lord Chaitanya has appeared here. So the Prabhupada says, it will continue for 10,000 years. This period, golden age, would continue for 10,000 years. So those who are fortunate, so in other words, you may say, this ISKCON moment would continue for 10,000 years. Those who are fortunate, they will come to ISKCON, they will take shelter of the spiritual master, they will take this name, Mahamantra, they will recite their chant, Mahamantra, they will read the Bhagavatam, they will read teachers, they will lead a very religious life, past life. And there will be a chance for them to go back to the spiritual world. So this is the seventh manvantara is going on, that is called Vaivasvata Manu. Vaivasvata Manu is the son of this Vivasvan, the son of Lord's son.
Son of son.
Vivasvan, his son is Vaivasvata Manu. So only 28th Kali Yuga is continuing, and there will be another 43 Yugas. After completing of 71 Yugas, then this Vaivasvata Manu will end, reign of Vaivasvata Manu will end, and then 8th Manu will come, is Savani Manu. Savani Manu, that is also described in Srimad Bhagavatam 10-8, all these 14 Manus are described. So in one day, this 14 Manu comes, and in another day, the 14 Manu and another changes. In this way, Manvantara is going on, continuing. So here the Lord says, that Marsaya Sapta Purve, Chattvara Manavastata, Madhvava Manasa Jata, Jesang Lopa Imam Paja. In this way, we are now, this is the genealogy of human beings. We are called Manav because this Manu. We come from Manu, that's why we are called Manav. Human beings we are called because we come from this Manu. Shambhu Manu. Pratham Manu is Shambhu Manu. That's why we are called Manavas. In this way, this is the genealogy of human beings. And then Lord will say that those who understand all these opulences in truth, in fact, they will be, in the next verse, it will say, they will be evang, evang, etan, jivuti, jogang, mamanjo, vetitattata, so avikalpana, jogena, jyotjyatin, atrasamasya. So when one understands, What will happen when you understand about this opulence of the Lord? It is described here. That he will be worshipping him, avikalpana yogena, jyotjyatanatra. He will take shelter of the Lord. By knowing the opulence of the Lord, he will take shelter of him. He won't take shelter of others. this is described in some Bhagavatam. That those solangri natititya sitsindhu avismitantam paripurna kama sveneva lavena samam prasantam vinapasapartha parangi valisam solangri natititya sitsindhu. This material world is described, is compared to a ocean. So when one wants to cross this ocean by taking shelter of the tail of the dog, swana, solangula. Solangula means tail of the dog. Can he cross, swim the, can he cross the ocean? So those who do not take shelter of the Lord, they are like those who take shelter of the tail of the dog. If you take, do not take shelter of the God, you will take shelter of the dog and we will be drowned in the ocean, the material ocean. So that's why when one gets this knowledge of the opulence of the Lord, he will definitely take shelter of the Lord. So in the next four verses, that is 8 to 11, these are very important verses. It is said as the essence of Bhagavad Gita. 8 to 11, these four verses, they are called the essence of Bhagavad Gita. So it will describe to you later. So we'll conclude our speech here. जय श्रीमद् भगवद गीता की जय श्री गोपाल महाराज की जय श्री गुरुदेव की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय गौतम कल्कि अवतार इट विल बी डिस्क्राइब्ड इट इज डिस्क्राइबिंग सुंदर गौतम इट विल बी एट द एंड ऑफ द युग संध्याय एट द एंड ऑफ दिस कलयुग युग 427,000 इयर्स आर देयर सो टुवर्ड्स द एंड कल्कि विल कम लॉर्ड कल्कि. So there is, in between there is no incarnation of Lord in Kali Yuga. So now you might be hearing, so there is an incarnation, he is an, so many incarnations.
Bogus.
They are telling that is bogus. There is not, Vedic reference is not there. So that is not correct.
So Kalki Avatar will establish the relation or destroy everything?
Right, you see, just as I told, that as days pass by, people will not be in a mood to listen to. Well, you are coming just like dogs, animals. They are not able to listen. So our mentality will be like that. Because why our mentality will be like? Because we will be indulging so many religious, irreligious activities in papachar, other irreligious activities. That's why at that time we won't be able to hear. We won't listen. We won't be at that mood to hear anything, to listen anything. So Lord will come and simply cut their heads. Because they are not able to hear, listen to. Now it is giving a chance. It is giving, Lord is giving chance to them to hear, to listen to Vedic literature and all these things. And they take shelter to Lord. But when they come, the time comes, they are indulging in so many irreligious activities that they will not be in a mood to listen to God or God's activities or Vedic literature and all. So the Lord will come as Kalki Avatar. The Lord says, I am death and I am also immortality. I am also Amruta. Mruta Amruta. In Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, the Lord says, those who do not accept the Lord, they will meet him as death. They will, Lord will come as Lord of death and he will kill them. At the end of the Kali Yuga.
How many
people
wish?
Vishnu. So there are several types of Vishnu are there. 24 important Vishnu are there. Just like in Lord Vishnu, he has his four hands. In Sankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. So in that order, कि को कोटी माने संपैत मनकरा डाण पर एक द्वारा एक बनाल डाण पूरा शंख चक्र गदा पद्म तंकर फॉर्मटा कौन सेटक नारायण का विभिन्न फॉर्म केशवाय नमः नारायण नमः माधवाय नमः गोविंदाय नमः विष्णुय नमः मधुसूदनाय इति विभिन्न प्रकार तंकर फॉर्म अछि जो ए जो आयुध धरसंदी से आयुध अनुसार तंकर नाम होछि चतुर चतुर्थ से बनना कर दे छि को आयुध रत करले को तंकर से की फॉर्म से जाय छि चलिष्टि मुख्य विष्णु अवतार
सुबह अवतार इज इनकार्नेटेड फ्रॉम कृष्ण ओनली
हां गीतेचा अंश कड़ा पुरुष कृष्णस्तु भगवान स्वयं Indrahari Vyakuram Lokam, Rudayanti Jagadri. So many avatars are there in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, 24 avatars were described. In the end, Sutta Goswami says that all these are Lord's Ansa and Kala. Ansa means expansion, and Kala means expansion of expansion. So they are called Kala. But the Lord Krishna is the original Lord. Iti chansa Kala Krishna, Krishna to Bhagavan Shriya. Krishna to Bhagavan Shriya. Krishna is the original God, original Lord. That's why our organization is called Krishna Consciousness. When Prabhupada Maharaj wanted to give a name to this organization, though his disciples, they said that let us make it as International Society for God Consciousness. Somebody said like this, somebody said some other, gave some other opinion. Yeah. Lord Prabhupada said, no, no, it should be Krishna Consciousness. Because it is said in Shastra that Krishna's to Bhagavan Shriya. Krishna means Bhagavan. So many people interpret that Bhagavan is, Brahma is Bhagavan, Shiva is Bhagavan, Kali is Bhagavan. So many, that's why it is named as Krishna Consciousness. I told that the highest consciousness is Krishna Consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna is the original
Lord.
Shivji Guru ko bhi Shivji is the marginal position. Shivji is the Brahma Shakti that is said that Goloka Namni Nidhamni Talesa Sasya Devi Mahesa Haridam Sutesh. Devi Dham, this is called Devi Dham. This is subject to destruction. So beyond this Devi Dham, there is Mahesh Dham. So that is not destroyed. Kalas. That is not destroyed. Then there is spiritual world. Haridam. Haridam is spiritual world. So he is in the marginal position. Shiva is in the marginal position. This is, he is in the spiritual world and this material world. In between that.
Brahmaji.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartina Urjuna. From Brahma to all these planets, they are subject to resolution or destruction. Scientists mane they have found out that Bhagyanthana Bhattamgata Bhai Lakshanti. So the question is, scientists mane, they told Prabhupada Maharaj America Thile, and some of the Sarasasa, and then Pachar Thile. ये जो वैज्ञानिक माने जाओ ताऊ सों थी चंद्र को जाता है इसने कितने सफल हो प्रभात मारे इसने सफल ही कर लिया कहेंगे ना चंद्र को किन्तु रावण रावण विषय को है जी रावण को दिला सीए स्वर्ग को जाता है ही आप कौन सी वैदिक वाले जो धर्म इत्यादि आवश्यकता में रखा नहीं सीए बोले सीढ़ी कर देगा जो सीढ़ी चढ़ी जाने यही पहुंचे तेरे सीए वर्तमान वैज्ञानिक मान का जो चंद्र को जीवार जो प्लान रही थी सीटा सीबड़े आ ভগবদ গীতার সত্যস্থা প্রভুপাদ বই লিখছেন জনিং টু অদর প্লানেটস বই লিখছেন ঊর্ধ্বম গছেন যে সত্যগুণে রয়েবে মৃত্যু সামনে যে সত্যগুণ আধিক রয়েছে সে উদ্ধলপ হয়ে তেমন যে ভাবুছে আমি যাই পৌঁছে যা চন্দ্রলোকরে চন্দ্রলোকরে আমি প্রকৃত চন্দ্রলোক আমি যাইনি কারণ চন্দ্রলোক সে কৌশল কেন না ইউজলি কম গোটে স্যাটেলাইট অফ আর্থ দ্যাট ইজ নট আকচুয়াল করেক্ট চন্দ্রলোকর পজিশন ভাগবত বর্ণনা করা যাই সূর্যর ঊর্ধ্বরে চন্দ্রলোক সূর্য যে অছি পৃথিবীর সূর্য যেত দূর অছি তাঠু আহুরি দূরে চন্দ্র অছি তেমন সে বর্তমান তো বৈজ্ঞানিক মানে সেটা ইলেকশন বই যে প্রকৃত দে হ্যাভ নট গন টু চন্দ্র প্ল্যানেট কাহি সে বহু গুড়ে ইয়ে দিয়েছেন প্রমাণ দিয়েছেন তাতে গোটে প্রমাণ আমার মহারাজ কৌলে ভক্তিগর নারায়ণ সিং মহারাজ কৌলে সে বইটা পড়িনি কিন্তু আমার ইস্কন গম্বে অছে সে বইটা বইটি বাহারছে সেটা সেটা সে দেখছেন যে বৈজ্ঞানিক মানে যে চন্দ্রপুর যাইছেন বলে সে কৌশল সেটি পবন না নো ইয়ার কিন্তু সে ফ্ল্যাগটি লগাইছেন সেটি চন্দ্রপৃষ্ঠ যে পবন ফ্ল্যাগ লাগি পতাকাটা লগাইছেন সে পতাকাটা উড়ুছে যদি পবন নাই তাহলে উঠিলা কেমি ভিডিও সুটিং হয়েছে না গড় নাই উঠিলা কেমি এমনি বিভিন্ন প্রকার গ্রাউন্ড দেখে সে কোথাও প্রকৃত দে হ্যাভ নট গন টু চন্দ্র চন্দ্রলোক যাইনি প্রভাত মানে মূলত সেটা কৌশল সে প্রকৃত যাইপারি না যদি চন্দ্রকে যাই তাহলে চন্দ্রের কাই রইপারে চন্দ্রের বহু উন্নত আমি যে কৌছি চন্দ্রের কিছু জীবন নাই কিন্তু আমার শাস্ত্রে কম কুয়া হচ্ছে শাস্ত্রে কুয়া যাই যে সমভূত রসাৎমক कृष्णामी चौषधि सर्वासु भूत्वा रसात्मनः भगवद्गीता 15 अध्याय कहेछि चंद्र लोकर किरण रे ए सबु जते साग सब्जी अछि हमर वचलता पुष्पलता सब रहिछि से माने प्रस्फुटित होसन फूल फल सब चले रहछ तार किरण रे जदि आसि तार तार धर के किछि रहियोन तेणु शास्त्र वर्णना कर जो मैंने हायर पंथ जो मान सत्वगुण अधिक रही लिविंग कैंडिडेट्स हायर पंथ जो मैंने से सब देवता लोक
गोटे
फल्स समस्त टेंडेन्सी रही ठकिया ठकिया टेंडेन्सी चिटिंग मेन्टालीट रही तेणु ये गोटे चिटिंग करा हो एक्चुअली प्रबंध कहते गोटे कौ मरुभूमि ये सब ये निहाई जो जहाँ सब जहाज ये सब गला सब रही ये फटो सब से मरुभूमि से निजी आमेरिकार गोटे कौ मरुभूमि हाँ आमेरिकार कौटे अच्छी से कौन तंदर आनीस रखी पथर बाली ये सब रखे सब लोक मैंने आसी देखुं तेणु यहाँ चिटिंग जिनस लोक मैंने जानपर ना
सुनीता विलियम्स
वैष्णव होती सी जे अन्य जन को वैष्णव कर देखा गोटे स्पर्शमणि स्पर्शमणि को छुआ देने से चिन्ह हो तेणु से वैष्णव होती सी जी अन्य मानक वैष्णव परिणत कर जी जिते अधिक वैष्णव करती पावरफुल वैष्णव पावरफुल वैष्णव मान सी अन्य मान को वैष्णव परिणत कर तेणु आम कमी कहीपर किए पावरफुल किए आम जापर ना वैष्णव अर्थ हूँ त्रिगुण ऊर्धरे आम त्रिगुण भितर रही से सब जापर वैष्णव क्रिया मुद्रा विज्ञान बुझा चेतन चेतन वर्णा कर वैष्णव क्रिया मुद्रा सब किभ भाव अच्छे से कौ भाई के पावरफुल से आम जापर विद्वान व्यक्ति मतलब जापर सामान्य लोक कथा कह विज्ञान बुझाए विद्वान लोक मैंने जापर